This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. For more than 35 years, a celebrated series of outdoor concerts enthralled Vermont audiences. But the Vermont Mozart Festival folded under significant debt in 2010. A local violinist has decided to bring it back. The newly revamped Vermont Mozart Festival has a different business model, which includes young musicians who are being taught business skills along with the scores. They'll be performing 3 weekends of concerts starting later this month, mostly at the Veterans Memorial Park in South Burlington. Michael Dabrowski, leader of the newly revamped festival, said there was a simple reason he wanted to revive the concert series.
I love the festival. I recognize how important Vermont Mozart Festival was to many families in Vermont, how important it was to businesses in Vermont, how important it was to music. And I loved performing with the group in its last 5 seasons in beautiful places and playing Mozart. And so I thought, why not bring it back? It seems to be a huge loss. And then when I spoke to community members about the possibility of bringing it back, they were all, go for it. Yes, I remember I was proposed to my wife at Shelburne Farms, or my kids grew up going to the festival. So it was that inspiration, and coupled with finding some funding as well.
Where did you find the funding?
MBT Bank immediately stepped up to sponsor the new Vermont Mozart Festival. The whole idea was to try to find a sustainable model, knowing the financial difficulties that the former festival incurred. And immediately, I thought about education. And I thought about the young professionals who are 21 to 29 years old, who leave the leading music conservatories in the country with tremendous debts. And the unemployment rate is so high for classical musicians. And I couldn't find a program in this country that is teaching young professionals business skills. And a part of paying it forward is empowering the artist to also be a community leader, a business leader, to take control of how much you want to play, what you can play, who you want to play with, how much money you possibly can make, the change that you can create in communities. And I think that we have so many wonderful young professional players throughout the country. Why can't they have the opportunity of moving to a community and creating the art there? And they can do both.
So what does that actually look like in practice then for the new Mozart Festival? I mean, what are you actually doing to empower musicians?
Okay. So we, for the first year, we invited, we had 29 openings for musicians, for fellows. And we had a waiting list. We have 33 different colleges represented, from Curtis School, Institute of Music, Yale School of Music, Manhattan School of Music, University of Michigan, Shepherd School in Houston. They provided an application which included their playing and a resume, but they also provided a business idea of what their passion, what would they want to do in the community. And so the way the 3-week festival is structured, we rehearse Mozart 9 to 5 through the day and perform Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings. But simultaneously, the fellows are expected to write career development projects. So they're learning what encompasses a business plan, marketing, the idea, budgeting, reallocation. And so we have 29 new businesses that are going to prosper following our festival. We hope. At least we'll try the idea.
You mentioned that you got funding from NBT Bank, and I should mention that VPR is a media sponsor of the Mozart Festival. Do the musicians involved take some revenue from this as well then? Is there a sort of a cost-sharing and a revenue-sharing situation set
up? Well, in part. Again, it's an education program, which is different than, I think, perhaps a professional performance program. These players are incredible. It is an incredible sounding orchestra. We also will have a fantastic chamber music. But I remind everyone that it cost us approximately $3,000 to house and feed these musicians. They're staying
per musician.
Per musician, they're staying at Champlain College. We are providing 3 meals a day. We're busing. But and we're also teaching business workshops and guest speakers. So that is pretty complicated in terms of cost. So they're not paid a direct artist stipend. We could have done that. We could have said, find your own housing and we'll pay you $3,000. But I think education is where we want the new Vermont Mozart Festival to thrive.
One of the things the Mozart Festival was known for was its beautiful locations and outdoor settings, and it sounds like you're keeping some of that.
That's right. Well, Vermont is beautiful in the summer. So our rain site, for listeners to know, is going to be the University Mall in South Burlington, which is unusual. My belief is that there's no perfect concert hall. I've played in Carnegie Hall. I've played in major concert halls. Everyone has a flaw. Every concert hall has its disadvantage at a certain point. The advantage of the University Mall is that that's exactly where I'll be rehearsing the orchestra. So the public can actually go to the University Mall in South Burlington between 9 and 5 o'clock. We have a lunch break interval in the middle. And listen to the orchestra at no charge.
Starting when?
Next Tuesday, the 19th. And I think that's, again, it's making it relevant. And, you know, we've growing up, malls had a certain stigma associated with them. And this is a great solution for our needs, whether it's rain or rehearsal, because one, business community wants us to be around. Also, it's air conditioned, it's safe parking, it's accessible. And I think the future of classical music depends on that. And speaking of accessible, our ticket prices for adults are only $15. And children are free to come to our festival.
The original Mozart Festival over the years played hundreds of pieces that were composed by Mozart. And I think he composed, 670 or something?
Yes,
in the 600 range, and several
mm-hmm.
hundred were performed
Correct.
In the Mozart Festival. Are there any particular pieces of work that you are really excited about performing this year?
Well, I love the clarinet concerto. I think that's one of the most special pieces ever written. All the pieces, I think, work for us. We have a few overtures, Marriage of Figaro, that we're doing, the Abduction from Seraglio, which is absolute chaos on stage once we get in the Turkish style going. And then the drama associated with the G minor 25th symphony and the 40th, which is very common. And plus we're doing the Paris symphony, the Linz symphony, the Hofner symphony. The Sinfonia Concertante will be recognized by many. That's for solo viola and violin. I think that for classical music to be interesting, it has to have diversity, basically. So one other example of how it's different this year, in addition to the fellowship, is that we're also going to have a spa outdoors. And the spa is a collaboration with three yoga businesses in the greater Burlington area. And we will feature an area of the property where people can go into downward dog as a group to the first movement of a symphony or second movement while the orchestra is playing. And we also have food trucks. So we have this if people might come for the spa, but they're also going to hear the Mozart. They might hear for the first time.
And people who are there for the Mozart might stay for the downward dog.
They might go for the downward dog as well.
And where will they find it?
At the Veterans Memorial Park in South Burlington.
Well, we will put a link up to all of the events at the new Mozart Festival. It's 3 weeks worth of events,
yes.
And the latter part of each week. And Michael Dabrowski leads the Vermont Mozart Festival. Thank you so much for talking with us about it.
Thank you very much, Jane.